This August, CCFM invites you to the Harvest Table.
Just like a table that expands to make room for more guests, we have prepared a table for women to share their stories of joy, victory, and hope.
So grab a seat at the table every Saturday from 4 to 6, live on CCFM 107.5.
This table is set and there's a place just for you. This is your harvest season.
He's in the room featuring Tasha Cobbs-Leonard. Good afternoon and welcome to the first Harvest Table program for the month of August. If you're hearing the term Harvest Table for the first time, please note that it's a table that expands to make room for more guests. We have prepared a table for women to share their stories of joy, victory, and hope. Grab a seat at the table every Saturday from 4 to 6, live on CCFM 107.5. The table is set and there is a place just for you. This is your harvest season. It's a special two-hour show every Saturday in the month of August, hosted by us, CCFM's women. We focus on topics that are both thought-provoking and intentional. And today's show will unpack the topic, bring it to the cross. I invite you, our listener, to share your stories of bringing your burdens to the cross. The next 2 hours promises to be uplifting, empowering, but ultimately we hope to point you back to Jesus and to encourage you to bring all that you bear to the foot of the cross. I am Odile Swartz and it is a privilege to be with you on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. You're tuned in to CCFM 107.5. It is roughly just after 4 o'clock, about 13 minutes, almost 14 minutes after 4, and I'll be with you up until about 6 o'clock this evening. In a couple of moments' time, we'll be joined by Pastor Virginia Roder, who will be talking to us about the power and the purpose of the cross. And a bit later, we'll be joined by Jeanette, who will be sharing a powerful testimony about bringing your and my burdens to the foot of the cross. And I trust that you're having a beautiful Saturday. It's been an absolutely beautiful Saturday. And if you find yourself in the Muizenberg area or where I'm currently sitting, the beach is full, which is, yeah, I mean, that's Cape Town, right? We had cold weather and now we've got warm weather, and Muizenberg is, the traffic is crazy in Muizenberg. So it feels like people are coming out. And I think they're taking full advantage. And if you're anything like me, you had your washing out on the line this morning, because that's how you take advantage of this sunny weather, particularly during winter here in Cape Town. But as I mentioned earlier, I am very blessed to be joined by Pastor Virginia Roder, who is, along with her husband, the senior pastor of Upper Room Family Worship Center. And if you're tuning in, you're going, what's happening and why is Odile on the radio? It is Harvest Table. And this particular program runs for the month of August between 4 and 6. And it's every year. I think we're in our third year this year. And we'll be touching on just thought-provoking and intentional topics that will have you thinking long after we end off this evening at 6 o'clock. And today's topic in particular is called Bring It to the Cross. But before we get into the topic and the discussion around it, good afternoon, Pastor Virginia.
Good afternoon, Odile. It's wonderful to be on the program.
Thank you for coming. Myself and Pastor Virginia, we come a long way. We've known each other for a number of years.
Absolutely.
And so when we saw each other earlier, it was like, hey, I haven't seen you in ages. Yeah. But Pastor Virginia, right at the offset, thank you so much for coming through today and just being part of the very first Harvest Table for this year.
Thank you.
As we mentioned, the topic is Bring It to the Cross. And I think before we get to bringing our burdens to the cross, I think let's backtrack a little bit. And Pastor Virginia, let's talk about the power and the purpose of the cross, and of course, understanding everything that it represents in a believer's life.
Oh, praise God. This is one of the amazing topics that one can speak about all the time. To me, the cross was used as a symbol of torture, humiliation, punishment, suffering. But it was mainly used to drive fear into the society those years. And so in the midst of this image of torture, God had Moses to allow the Israelites, the 12 tribes, to camp in the form of a cross. Did you know that? they actually made, they were camped and they were laid out in the form of a cross. So the Lord had the, Father God had the cross on his mind long time ago, from the very beginning. And so the arrangements of the tribes, yes, they were laid out in the form of the cross. And the very symbol of torture, of humiliation, became a way of hope, protection, salvation, redemption, grace, blessing, hallelujah, of what was to come. And you obviously know what came. Jesus came. He carried the cross. He died on the cross. And hallelujah, they thought that he was going to be totally down and out. But he arose on the third day. And so we give God all the glory, the praise, and the honor. Absolutely. And that is why we are able to live life and life abundantly. John 10 verse 10.
I love that. And so as believers, Pastor Virginia, why should we bring all that we bear in this particular life, why should we bring it to the cross? And I want to quickly say that very often we know that we must, but we don't. So the question is, why should we, as blood-washed, Bible-believing children of God, why do we bring our burdens to the cross?
Because he is the Savior of the world. Nobody else would have paid such a price but Jesus Christ himself. My husband was actually said to a guy that told him that you must worship me. And then he turned to this guy and he said, if you died for me and got up again after 3 days, of course I would worship you, but no way, Jose. And so Jesus did that. Hallelujah. And he has liberated us. And therefore we have this liberty to be able to come to him. And 1 Peter 5 verse 7 tells me, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. And he is unchanging. Hebrews 13 verse 8 tells me that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's unchanging. He's matchless. He's faithful. He's ever present. And I shall definitely take my burdens, my joys, my everything to the cross with confidence, because I know that he holds my heart.
Sure. You made a very interesting statement by saying with confidence.
Absolutely.
And I think sometimes we lack that particular word in our lives.
Yes.
We lack the confidence to bring all that we bear to the cross. And to those tuning in that may be feeling just like that, like I'm lacking confidence in that particular area, what would you say to them?
Well, I would encourage you to open up the Bible, take time and have your time with him, with the word, because the Holy Spirit will minister and transform you inside out and help you to gain confidence in the word. And the word changes you little bit by little bit, and you become like Christ. And then you will find confidence to speak with him, the one who has written the word, the one who has given the word, the one who is unchanging. And so I also to find that, because in this rush and this busy life, you know, everything is going so fast. And so if you're not intentional to take time and make time, then you won't be able to know what you have and who he is. And so the more you are going to give of yourself and just sit at his feet, then he's going to do that beautiful transformation in your spirit, and you will find that you have confidence in him.
If you tuned in and you're wondering, hey, this is different, this is new for a Saturday afternoon, it's of course Harvest Table, and we will be with you up until about 6 o'clock. I'm chatting to Pastor Virginia Roda, who is along with her husband, the senior pastor of Upper Room Family Worship Center, and we're talking about bringing it to the cross. And so I invite you, as you tune in this afternoon, to share your stories of bringing your burdens to the cross, whatever that it may be. Bring it to the cross, whatever your it may be. maybe, why not share how bringing your burdens to the cross has transformed your life? And of course, we're going to be looking at those SMSs and reading those WhatsApps. And if you want to pop through a voice note, please keep it short to like 30 seconds so we can air it. But share your stories with us today as we give God all the glory for being able to bring all that Amen. We bear to the cross. And so, Pastor Virginia, why do we fail to leave our burdens at the cross? Like I mentioned earlier, we know that we must, and we know that we should, but very often we fail in doing that, or we bring it, but then we take it with us again. We mm-hmm. don't leave it there. Is there an element of doubt or doubting the power of the cross?
It's very, very possible, because when you find yourself in the lowest moments, we find that we sometimes don't turn to God, but we turn away from Him. And then already, because you are feeling so down and out, and because you cannot see Christ, you cannot see God, you cannot see the Holy Spirit, you want that person to be seen. You want a person that you're able to touch. Mm. And so then you don't have that confidence to want to open up your heart, because already you've been misused, abused, oppressed even. I don't know, or just your heart is so broken that, and you say to yourself, who can I trust at this moment? Mm. And so doubt is in coming up within you, and you are overwhelmed, and you can't even think of this scripture, 1 Peter 5 verse 7, which says, cast your cares upon Him. I've been there. I know that. And so I then am intentional, even if I just take the pillow and sit at His feet and wait on Him, because God is in the waiting. He is there in the waiting. And then I found that many times I can barely just touch the hem of His garment. And then those moments comes when He touches me. And then He does the amazing thing of restoring me, and I'm able to get up. So I am encouraging you to trust Him, even if you just take a moment and sit at His feet, open up the Word of God and speak to Him. Say, Jesus, help me to find You. He will come and touch you.
Sure. It is exactly 4:30. We're going to take a quick music break, and I absolutely love the next track. I was so intentional about my music today. It's called People Like Us. It is 25 minutes before 5 o'clock. The time seems to be flying by. That's something that myself and Pastor Virginia said off air. Like, how did the time go by so quickly? You are tuned into Harvest Table. It is the very first episode, I should call it, of a series for the month of August. And we are unpacking the topic, Bring It to the Cross. Before we get into a corporate prayer that I've asked Pastor Virginia to do for me today, a message came in from ending in 1387. It says, good afternoon, Pastor Virginia. I hear you say, take time out and read the Bible. How do I start by taking time out? And then also, where do I start reading the Bible? Can you please assist, Pastor Virginia?
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that question. And now I'll try to answer it. So God is available to us all the time. Mm-hmm. And so wherever you are, however you can, take the time out, whether it's in the bathroom, whether it's in the kitchen. The Lord always meets me in the kitchen, I must tell you that. And on a Sunday morning, I have the time of my life in the kitchen. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And in the lounge, I have not such a big home, but my lounge, He always meets me there. I always meet Him there. I build my altar there. And so even last night, I could just take time out when I found that the house was quiet. Mm-hmm. And I took my pillow and on my knees, and it was just lovely to have my intimacy with God. And sometimes I just sit and wait, and sometimes I bubble, and I'm over, you know, I'm over bubbling. And but those were one of those times last night. I had a fall, and I was in pain, but I just went onto my knees, and I just had my time with the Lord. And this morning, I'm so fine today. Good. I am here. So if you want to read the Bible, where do you start reading the Bible? you can open it up at Psalms. It's so easy. Mm. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Mm. I have everything I need. John 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world, and that includes you and me, that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever would believe on him, hallelujah, shall have everlasting life. And then I would turn to Galatians 5 verse 16, walk in the spirit and do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, there's so many. And afterwards, if you want to, you can always connect with me and I'll take you further. Praise God.
Well, I encourage you to do that. Please do connect with Pastor Virginia. And if you require any further assistance, she is available to take you through that particular question. So we're going to end off this afternoon, but always, I feel it's always important to end off any segment that I host with a prayer for all. Because we never know, Pastor Virginia, who's listening, who's tuning in, what people are dealing with at the moment, how they may be feeling today. Absolutely. So we always want to end off any segment with a corporate prayer. And I think when you do pray, Pastor Virginia, let's pray into that you and I as believers will never forget the power and the purpose of the cross, but also to remember all those that are tuning in right now that may be feeling like they don't know where to start, like they don't know how to begin. Let's keep all of them in prayer. And so, of course, if you have a prayer request, we have prayer friends as well standing by that can absolutely pray you through whatever you may be dealing with at the moment. Pop us through a WhatsApp and we'll definitely make sure that our prayer friends just get hold of those prayer requests and pray them through. But Pastor Virginia, as we end off today's segment, let's do that corporate prayer.
Amen. Father, I thank you so much that we can come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this program. We thank you for this time. And right now, Lord, somebody needs you. And somebody needs to know that you love them. And somebody needs to find confidence in you, O God, that you are approachable, that you are matchless, that you are faithful, and that Jesus, you laid it all down on the cross. You paid with your own life. Hallelujah. And all the sins came upon you, that for a moment you were even on your own, and you said, Father God, why have you forsaken me? Thank you so much for having dared and even risked to take all of that on you, Jesus. And today we don't have to suffer. We don't have to sit with diseases and sicknesses because you have taken it all on you. And so I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and meet each and every person at the point of their need in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you once again for this program. Thank you so much that you are everywhere. You are omnipotent. Hallelujah. We praise you for touching somebody's life right now. And thank you so much, Jesus, for the power of the cross. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having taken us, Lord. Taken everything that we have on us. You've taken it on you. And now we can live life abundantly in you, through you, for you, because your word says in you we live, in you, hallelujah, we move, and in you we have our being. Bless this program further. Bless this day further. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Virginia Rhoda, for coming out today and for talking to us about not only the power and the purpose of the cross, but understanding that you and I, as Bible-believing, blood-washed children of God, can bring all that we bear to the foot of the cross. Thank you very much, Pastor.
You're so welcome.
And if anyone would like to get in touch with you, how can they do so?
Well, I can give my number to
okay,
you.
Okay, absolutely.
It's 076-425-9777. 076-425-9777. I'll gladly answer you however I can. God bless you.
5 p.m. It is Harvest Table, episode number one, the very first one for the month of August. And you can catch Harvest Table every Saturday between 4 and 6 p.m., dealing with intentional and thought-provoking topics that will leave you thinking and wondering and pondering long after we've said goodbye at 6 p.m. But like I said at the start of the show, just after 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Jeanette. And Jeanette has an absolutely powerful testimony. testimony. And like I was saying to her off air, a ware getuienis red lewe. That is what we are going to be talking about today. It's going to change lives. It's going to impact lives. Why? Because of her testimony. I'm not going to tell you anything because I want her to be able to share her testimony. And she'll be with us just after 5 p.m. And like I also said, if you have a testimony that you would like to share about how God has done it for you, how bringing your burdens to the cross has changed your life and what he has done after you left it there, then share it on 061-798-1075. That's 061-798-1075. Got a couple of messages here. I see them. And of course, those that have sent in prayer requests, we will forward those on to our prayer department as well. Coming in from Maureen, she says, wow, what a blessed moment. The cross music. My hand is onmiddellik opgehef na Jesus. If you would like to say hello or just share how leaving your burdens at the cross has changed your life, then pop us a WhatsApp on 061-798-1075. Good afternoon. If you tuned in and you're wondering what's happening, why is Odile on the radio? Well, it is Harvest Table episode 1. I want to call it why because it is a series, a limited series. It happens every year in the month of August where we tackle topics that are both thought-provoking and intentional and gets you and I thinking and hopefully brings you closer to God in the process. That is what we hope, is that whatever we talk about, whatever we play, whatever we do here on CCFM, that we point you back to Christ. And so it is the second hour of Harvest Table. And in the first hour, I spoke to Pastor Virginia Roda, and she looked at the power and the purpose of the cross and why we should be laying our burdens at the foot of the cross and why we bring it all as believers to the cross. But right now, I have a young lady. So a young damiki. I have Jeanette Boyson all the way from Mitchell's Plain who has come to share her testimony, and it is a powerful one. She brings along with her in the form of moral support, Barbara Boyson, as well as Shireen Wilkins, who is her sister-in-law, and they are here just to provide some moral support. I think when you do an interview on radio, you always need a familiar face that you can kind of look to and just get that support from. But first, good afternoon, Jeanette, and welcome by Harvest Table.
Goeiemiddag. Dis 'n plesier om vanmiddag hier te wees. Ek groet almal in die mooi naam van die Here.
And as I shared, Jeanette, you are here today to share your testimony. So ons gaan so 'n bietjie wissel vandag tussen Engels en Afrikaans en so aan. Jeanette is Afrikaans, ek is Engels, maar ons verstaan mekaar 100% hier op die lig. So Jeanette, let's talk about your story. The topic of Harvest Table for today is bringing it all to the cross. So deel met ons 'n bietjie van jou storie.
Ja. In 2018, op Vrouedag die 9de Augustus, het ek van 'n rally afgekom. Dit was 'n baie geseënde rally. En terwyl ons nou terugkom, het ons gaan koffie drink by my suster. En my suster se foon lê en ek tel die foon op. En my pa sê, Pam, is Jeanette daar? Hulle het vir Jacko geskiet. Ek sê, Tira, is ek Jeanette wat praat? Het is die Pammy, maar ons kom nou. Ons het die koffie net so gelos en alles, en is ons op pad waar het gebeur het. En toe ons nou daar kom, het hy nou op die grond geleer, en terwyl ons nou nader stap, het baie mense baie dinge gesê. Maar is al wat ek gesê het, ek het die Here. En ek glo dat die Here is in die. En terwyl ek nou gaan sit, en ek sit hom op my skoot, en ek bid, maar tot hierdie dag toe kan ek nie sê wat het ek vir hom gebid nie. Maar toe ek amen sê, toe sien ek hoe staan ons hele gemeente om my, en vir my support, om vir my te ondersteun. En hulle vra, hoe voel ek? Toe sê ek, die Here het die ergste weggehou. En ek dink, as 'n stadium wat ek daar gesit het, en het hom nog nie eintlik dood verklaar nie. En toe ons nou sit daar, en ek dink, hulle sê nou, ek moet nie die sien nie, want as jy sien maar vir my om te sien wat nou gebeur saam met hom. En terwyl ek nou opstaan en die ambulance kom en hulle verklaar hom dood, en ek dink ek wil sak. Sure. Maar ek sien die vroue van die Here maak 'n kring, hulle hou vir my. En die Here, daai dag het ek gedink, Here, wat gebeur hier? En iemand vra, hoe is aan baie erg wat hier gebeur het? Ek sê, die Here het die ergste weggehou, want ek kon gesterf het saam met my kind die dag. En ek dink, terwyl ons huis toe gaan, stap ek in, ek kom by die huis en ek sê, ek dink, Here, gaat ek nou van my kop afraak, is die nou regtig gebeur met my, is die waarheid, Here, hoekom het gebeur saam met my, en het kom by my, dat die Here is die Here, en die Here gaan nooit vir my iets gee, wat ek nie kan dra nie, ja, het was nie makkelijk, het was baie hartseer gewees, daar is nog baie daar wat ek lee, dan woon ek, Here, wat het gebeur, en kom my trooster, ek is by jou, ek het jou nog nooit verlaat, ek het jou nog nooit vergeven nie, en ek dink, die dan maandagochtend, wil ek so sit, en hy koor, ek kom, Jesus, kom in die more, om vir jou nieuwe kracht te gee, en ek sê, Here, ek haat die mense, maar het kom by my stem sê, as jy hulle gaan haat, dan gaan jy nie gesond word nie, en ek sê, dankie Here vir die, en ek dink die Here is een maakwaker van sy woord, die Here staan, ek dink somtijds verstaan mense, die enigene wat nou kinders verloor sal weet, die wond is daar, is een wond wat eindelijk gesond word die, het word beter met die jare, maar as het dag gevoel het, is het dag gebeur, en ek dink, ek sê Here, is my enigste kind, ek het nie nog kinders, ek het net vir hom, en Here, ek dien aan vir u, hoekom het dit met my gebeur, en het kom by, en die stem van die Here kom net so by my, die stem kom, tot hier ver toe ek vir jou gedra, is ek in staat om vir jou verder te dra, die vrou die buitenkant kan het nie hanteer, en vir die vrou gaan vertel, wat die Here vir jou gedoen het, en vanmiddag kan ek sê, het is net die Here en niemand anders sê, en wat ek wil sê, en om een kind te verloor, ons maak jy een kind groot die buitenkant, om geskiet te word die, of om ook om mense te gaan skiet nie, nie maar nie een ma op hierdie aarde doen dit nie, nee, ons wil die beste vir ons kinders gee, wat die wereld vir ons, wat ons kan vir hulle kan gee met die hulp van die Here, en ek dink, ja, dit is een baie moeilike stadium, ek het gedink, ek gaan van my kop afraak, ek kon dit nie hanteer, maar jou gebeds, en ons kan glo, daar is plek vir kruis, alles ons geloof, is kom een dag in ons lewe, wat ons voel, Here, ek kan nie, maar dan kan ons sien die hand van die Here, die het by die kruis te los, kan ons besef, dit is die net die Here en die Here alleen, wat dit vir ons kan doen, en die barister wil ek nou in die healing proces is, en ek dink toe, alles is nou alright, daar gaat niks gebeur nie, voel ek net een dag, iets in my wang, wat ek nie kan verstaan, wat is in my wang nie, en ek verstaan en ek gaan dentist toe, en die dentist sê, nee, ek voel niks, los tanden in my mond nie, en ek wonder toe, wat het nou gebeur, wat is het dan nou, en die dentist sê, ek kan het die trekkie, ek moet naar die groot hospitaal toe gaan, en hulle gaan ook kijk by die dentist, en hulle sê, hulle kan ek nie sien nie, maar hulle sê toe, ek moet Tygerberg, hulle groot hospitaal is achter Tygerberg, UWC is daar, hulle gaan kyk, nou daar kom het nou stukkie van die wang gevat, en toe ek nou die volgende week nou weer daar kom, sê die dochter vir my, mevrou, ons moet nou vir jy een briefje vir X-blok, jy moet sê, wat is die X-blok? Die X-blok is die kanker, kankergedeelte van Tygerberg Hospitaal, en toe ek nou daar kom, maar ek weet niks wat aangaan, jy het die gesê nie, niks vir my gesê nie, en die ontvangsdame sê vir my, ag, moet nie bekommerd wees nie, man, en sê, vryf my hankie, ons gaan baie mooi na jou kyk, ek dink baie mooi na my kyk, as daar nou niks verkeerd staan, nie, wat bedoel hierdie vrou dan nou, en terwijl ons nou deur stap, en sê, vraag nou vir een van die potes om vir my deur te neem, en daar lees ek ons nou die storiekie, wat sê die mense, as jy sikkel met kanker in my, hierdie nommer en hierdie nommer, ek is boeglam geskrik, en ons is toe nou in, en die siste, en ek verduidelik nou die siste, en sy sê vir my, oké okay, mevrou, is al wat ek nou vir u kan sê, elke keer sê, hier kom, gaan ons bloed neem, hier gaat het oor die bloed, okay. En terwijl ons nou by die dokter kom, en die dochter kyk vir my, sy vraag, doen jy jou eie werk? Ek sê, ja, sy doen jy, ek sê, ja, ek doen alles self. En die dochter sê vir my, nou, elke keer as die dochter die woord kanker sê, dan kyk hy my aan, en sê, oké, okay, dochter, ek gaan nou aan buitenkant sit, nie? Dan roep hy vir my, as jy nou klaar met die mense gebel het, en vir allemaal gevra het, vir my van die symptome. Oh. En toe ek nou inkom, toe sê hy vir my, mevrou, ons vermoed nou, jy het kanker, ons weet nie wat die type kanker jy het, die, ons weet nie hoe ver het is, die, ons kan nou nie eindelijk vir jy sê nie, maar ons moet nou toetsen neem, en dan gaan ons vir jy nou sê, en hy kyk vir my, en ek sê, nie dochter, die Here is vir my goed, ek lewe, ja. ek het nie 'n probleem met die Here gaan vir my deur hierdie ding ook neem soos die Here vir my deur geneem het 2018. En ons nou die ekstrele gevat en alles en terwyl ons nou vir my een van die skens gaan en ek moet nou uitkom en daar lê 'n babietjie in 'n kort in die wiegie van Red Cross. Hulle gaan verhaal van Red Cross het nie hy is skeen dat hulle wat moet doen nie. En het kom by my al die jare lang was die Here vir my goed. Yes. En die kind is 5, ek is 55.
Wow.
Is die Here nie vir my goed gewees nie, hoekom moet ek twyfel wat die Here kan doen?
Absolutely.
En toe ek nou weer gaan en ons die plaasje opgemaak en nou praat die dogter. Sê mevrou, ons wil nou net vir u sê, u het kanker in die bloeten. Mevrou, dis 80% in u liggaam. Ek sê vir die dogter 80%. En ek bel, ons kan bel ook, as daar nou iemand is, en ek bel my skoonsister ook al. Sy sê, ek kan niks hoor wat jy sê nie, Janet, wat sê die dogter nou vir jou? Ek sê, hoor wat praat die man, ek ken hierdie Here nie, sê, sy kan goed vir my, so ek 80% kens in my body in. En hy sê toe vir my, ag, maar ons gaan mooi na jy kyk. Ek sê, ja, dogter, maar die Here is goed, die Here gaan vir my deerdra. En terwyl die dokter nou vir my aankyk en hy sê vir my, nee, die een wat jy het is nou al lewenslang siektes, maar mevrou, onthou net, jy moet nie jy bene kapie, jy moet nie vir jy see maakie, van jy gaat nooit weer gezond raak. Ek sê, dokter, onthou, daar is die Here ook nog, ne? Jy is nou baie dramatic wat jy nou vir my sê. Hy sê, ag, jy is so oulik. Jy is baie positief, sê hy vir my. En daar is die Here en een skrifje wat ek graag wil deel met julle, wat ek so lief gewees in die tyd wat ek gewees het, is gewees, Danie, Psalm 118, die regte hand van die Here verhef die regte hand van die Here, doen kragtige dade, ek sal nie sterwe nie, maar lewe en die werke van die Here vertel, dit is een van my skrifte wat vir my gedra het, wat ek gesê het, ek gaan nie sterwe, maar ek gaan lewe, en terwyl my gesig so geswel gewees het, het as opgeswel gewees, en die dogter sê vir my, mevrou, onthou net, toe sê ek nee, dogter, het gaan sak, die Here gaan toelaat, maar het gaan sak, en soos een of my kan sien, hier is niks teken,
dat
my gesig geswel gewees het, dis nou die Here wat ek dien, en in die selle tyd, wat ek nou so siek raak, 2 jaar terug raak, my man ook siek saam met my, en hy lê in Grootskeer, ek lê in Mitchell's Plain Hospitaal, en ek bel hom, en ek sê vir hom, toe Jesus hang in bitter lei, het hy gedink aan jou en het gedink aan my. So moenie bekommerd, die Here dra kennis. En hy het so mooi na my gekyk. Hy het na my gekyk, het my, dit het ek baie siek gewees, het hy my pap vir my gebring, hy het alles vir my gedoen. Maar hy sê, hy is toe, hy het die Here gedien, en ek dink terwyl ek so een aan leen, ek voel, en hy sê vir my, hy voel nie so lekker nie, hy voel siek, en ek vraag met ek, hy sê nie, meneer Embrans Bialy, ek is so right, en toe ons nou, kyk, die baris, toe ons nou, ek nou die ochend, toe ek nou wakker, toe snik hier, en ek skree vir hom, en ek snik, kan nie bykom nie, en die baris, en die Here het vir hom kom haal, en hy is huis toe, dis nou 2 jaar, is nie makkelijk hier, maar met die Here, maak het vir ons een bykie verlig, hy bring vir ons hy verligting, so is die beste om by die Here te skuil, my uitroep is eindelijk, as die persoon nog nie die Here ken, die kom na die Here toe, dit is die belangrikste om die Here te ken, want is net hy alleen, wat vir ons kan dra, en ek dink is tot hiertoe het die Here vir my gedra, en is hy nog staat om nog vir my verder te dra, en ek dink, ek moet toe weer vir toetsen, gaan julle weet my, soos die siekte, dit is een hele toetsen, dit is een hele toetsen story, ek moet toe weer vir toetsen gaan, en die seeste van alles vir my gewees, hulle kan maar die naalde druk, is die beenmurg wat hulle moet uittrek, is baie seer. En ons kom toe nou, wees net seker net so na 6-7 maande, en die dogter sê, mevrou, boysen, weet jy dat hy 80% is 5%, wauw, is mos net die Here, is niemand anders as die Here nie.
Absolutely.
En ek sê, dogter, hy is die belofte van die Here, en ek staan op die belofte, en was nie makkelijke daar nie, maar stap vir stap het die Here vir my deur gedra, en ek kan sê, dis die moeite werd om die Here te dien, en die waar is, die Here is die Here, in jou omstandighede die is, moet nooit vergeet om dit na die kruis toe te neem nie. Dis die belangrikste. Ja, daar kom 'n oggend en voel ek, Here, ek het die vanoggend, ek het nou aan een nie. O, maar dit is so later die dag kom, ek dink ek, wow, ek moet saam met die Here praat. Van is dit net die Here wat vir my hier almal die dinge kan gemaak het. Van sonde die Here sal dit kan gemaak het, die ek sê elke dag dat hy, as ek in die oggende opstaan, sê ek, dankie Here vir die genade kans, dat ek kan asemhaal en vir u kan dankie sê vir die genade wat u vir ons deurgedra het. Ek dink, ek sê altyd, is nie 'n kleinste story nie man, is wat die Here kan doen. Dit is eintlik die story om die woord van die Here uit te bring en vir die mense te sê, dien die Here, want is net hy wat vir ons kan deurbring en vir ons kan help deur die situasie wat ons in is. Yeah, Dibaris.
We're going to take a quick music break. If you just tuned in, we are chatting to Jeanette Boyson. Jeanette is sharing her testimony about losing her son 6 years ago, losing her husband 2 years ago, and in the midst of all of that, having a cancer diagnosis as well. We're going to take a quick break. We got a message coming in saying, hello, CCFM family and Sister Jeanette. I love you, beautiful woman of God. I'm praying that God takes you from strength to strength. That comes in from Melanie. It is 5 minutes before 6 o'clock, and that was Ntokozo Mbambo and When I Remember. And we are currently in conversation with Sister Jeanette Boyson, sharing her testimony about how God has carried her through from losing her son 6 years ago to losing her husband 2 years ago, and also receiving a cancer diagnosis. And today we are focusing on bringing it all to the cross. And Jeanette, you had a couple of things you wanted to say before we went to break.
Ja, en terwyl ek nou so gaan vir die beenmurg, leer ons moes nou soos 3 wat nou leem in te gaan. En jylle weet moes op die TV, dan wees hulle die mense gaan net in en kom hulle moes nou weer uit. So ek het nie geweet het gaan aan nie. En ons was 3 persone, 3 eerste persoon ingaan. Oeh, en hulle skree. En ek draai my gesig na die muur toe en ek sê, Here, vergewe vir my vir enige iets wat ek gesê het of gedoen het. As ek mense seer gemaak het op ene wat in die plan en die wil is, vergewe vir my Here, gee vir my nog 'n kans, gee vir my nog 15 jaar by my lewe Here asseblief. Prys die Here en die Here is getrou. En ja, die was in nou nou ek was weer vir die beenmerk verlede week in donderdag. En ja, die Here het my weer deurgedra en is in staat van hulle het nou weer goed gesien daarso, maar alles behoort aan die Here. Of hulle nou wat sien, ons moet dit by die kruis los. Dit is die belangrikste van alles. En wat ek ook altyd vir my voorhou is Daniël 3 versie 17. As ons God van ons dien in staat is om ons te verlos, dan sal hy ons uit die brandende vuur hou en uit die hand ook koning verlos, maar so nie. Laat dat u dan bekend wees, o koning, dat ons u gode nie sal dien nie en die goue beelde van u opgerig het nie sal aanbid nie. Waar is nou so, hoe kan ek wil omdraai as die Here so goed is vir my? Al sê die dogters wat, al sê hulle wat, hier is ek kan nie omdraai nie. Die Here is te goed. Ja, ek respek vir hulle van hulle praat tog maar die waarheid op die einde van die dag, maar ons het mos so appie hê en dat ons glo, we believe in Jesus and we believe he already paid the price on the cross for us. Dit is nou die rede hoekom ek sê ek kan nie omdraai nie.
Sister Jeanette, I have a question, and I think when we listen to your testimony and we listen to everything that you've been through, we find people who have endured way less than you. You've lost a son, you've lost a husband, and you've had a cancer diagnosis and you're currently in treatment. But we find people who have gone through way less than you, but they are filled with bitterness and resentment. So my question is, what has kept you at the foot of the cross? Wat het vir u daar gehou in die Here in terwyl u nou deur al die goed in u se lewe gegaan het? Hoe het u daar gebly? When I was word now is a testimony, you are on fire for God. Yes. And you are talking about the importance of living for God. So talk us through that. How has the Lord kept you where you currently are?
Is dit genade, gebed en die support dat die mense ook het in die lewe is ook baie belangrik. So elke dinsdag het altyd gesê I don't need to go to the support group because every Tuesday mornings then we have a prayer group like sisters we pray. And there I can tell them anything.
Sure.
Oh, and I can speak my heart out. Mm-hmm. And when I'm getting home, I just feel the presence of the Lord, because it's only the Lord, the strength. And what I want to tell people, they must pray. Prayer is the key.
Mm-hmm.
To pray, and you will know, and read your Bible, like the Sunday school, read your Bible. pray every day.
Yes.
And you know, that
mm-hmm.
was the keeping. And to share also to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That is also, like, I went to X Block. I went with my stuff and I give to the people and say, God is still good. He's moving.
Wow.
We must work for God. Although I have what pains, I talk to the people. So don't worry, God gonna, what God was doing for me is in start. Om het vir u ook te doen.
Absoluut. En Sister Jeanette, daar's 'n vraagie oor significant losses and health challenges. So how has your journey of loss plus health challenges strengthened your relationship with Christ? Hoe het wat jy deurgegaan, u se verhouding met die Here versterk? Want meeste van die tyd gaan dit die teenoorgestelde, nê? We tend to move away from God. We tend to want to know nothing about God when we are dealing with losses and with health challenges. But how has your circumstances and your situation strengthened your relationship with the Lord?
Ja, daar's 'n tydperk ook gewees dat ek gesê het, veral met my kind.
Yes.
Toe sê ek, hoe het die Here toegelaat? Ek gaan nooit weer terugkeer toe nie.
Oh, wow.
En daai Sondagmôre en toe kom een van die groot susters in en sy sê, daar's baie moeders by die kerk wat ook kinders gou verloor het.
Sure.
Hulle is miskien 20 jaar, 10 jaar, 5 jaar, 'n jaar, hulle wag. Hulle wonde het opgegaan saam met jou wond. En hulle kyk uit wanneer kom Sister Jeanette dan kerk toe.
Sure.
En die Sondag toe by die kerk kom, daar was so 'n ou moeder, sy sal huis toe maar lot. En sy sê vir my, ons het vir jou gewag.
Wow.
En wat ek vir hulle wil sê, is net die Here en gebed. Ons knak ja, maar ons gaat nie bly lê nie.
True.
Ons gaat opstaan.
Absolutely.
Van die Here is mos daar vir ons.
Wow.
Sê my, hoe kan ek wil omdraai as die Here so goed is vir ons?
Sister Jeanette, before we let you go, I'm going to ask you to take a moment and encourage other women. Daar's vandag miskien 'n vrou wat luister en sy gaan deur 'n moeilike tyd. Miskien ook 'n kind verloor, miskien ook 'n man verloor, miskien ook kanker of siekte wat sy nou mee deel of wat na haar kamer toe of haar lewe toe gekom het. What would you like to say to that woman or even that man that is tuning in today? Why should they bring their burdens to the cross? What would you like to say to them today?
Wat ek vir hulle kan sê is belangrik om dit na die Christus toe te bring.
Mm.
En dit is eintlik die help wat ons eintlik het. Dit is eintlik die help wat ons het as ons na die kruis toe bring. Van wat ek vir hulle kan ook sê is kyk ons wat die kinders as ons nou 'n kind van die Here is, nê, dan soms maak almal daai skrifte wat ons kry, almal daai mooi prate, dit druk nie regtig by ons deur nie. Maar wat ek kan sê, gebed om net te sê, Here, help my waar u staan. Staan en sê net, Here, help my deur dit. Jy gaan voel die hand, bedoel dit. Jy gaan voel, ewen die persoon dat ook die regtig die Here dien. Hy kan dit voel, as hy net op die naam van die Here kan roep, gaan hy sien die hand van die Here. En ons is geroep vir 'n tyd soos die. So jy hoef nie, ek glo nie mense om vir my sê, hulle is alleen nie. Want is nou baie gemaklik gemaak. Jy kan bel, inbel vir CCFM. Jy kan vir die pastoor bel, jy kan bel. Ons is altyd connected. Daar is nie op dat ons moet sê, ons is heeltemal alleen. Jy moet nie toelaat. Die vyand probeer dit, maar moenie toelaat dat die vyand dit vir u sê nie.
Before we let you go, Sister Jeanette, don't you want to do a prayer for us? I think it's so important. It's a topic that has left many people, touched and have brought lots of thoughts to their minds. Sister Jackie saying, I also lost a child. It hasn't been easy. It's not easy. And then she says, may the Lord bless you wherever you go, my sister, that comes in from Jackie. So before we say goodbye to you, Sister Jeanette, a prayer. Okay. I think a prayer of encouragement for those who are struggling today and dealing with sickness. Significant losses or health challenges for those who may have lost a child, a husband, and just for strength as well to remain within God during what you are facing.
Yes. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Here, ons sê vanmiddag vir u dankie vir elke sister en broer wat ingeluister het, Here, wat vanmiddag 'n kind verloor het. Ja, Here, dis nie lekker, maar ons weet dat u hand is oor ons, Here. Ons bid in hierdie middag, Here, Here, vir elke vrou wat 'n man verloor het, elke man wat 'n vrou verloor het. Here, ons weet u lewe. Ons weet u vir ons onthou. Toe u daar hang en bitter ly, Here, was dit vir ons vanmiddag. Daarom sê ons vanmiddag vir u baie, baie dankie. Ai, in die maatse seepunt, Here, ons kankerpasiënte. Here, ek voel so beter van, ek weet, Here, u is die liefste vir ons. Ons sê vanmiddag vir u baie, baie dankie, Here, want ek weet u stap saam met ons hierdie journey. Ons gee die eer vanmiddag aan u, van die eer behoort vanmiddag aan u, en ons sê vir u baie, baie dankie, Here, vir wat u nog vir ons gaan doen vorentoe. En alles wat ons vanmiddag vir u vra, vra ons in die naam van die Vader, die Seun en die Heilige Gees, met baie dankseggings, Here. Amen en amen.
Thank you very much, Sister Jeanette Boyson, for coming out and sharing your testimony with us. I know that you've been blessed. We got another SMS saying, hi, greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you, Sister Jeanette. Your testimony inspired me. Although I have chronic illnesses, God bless you. And that was our hope and our belief today, that Sister Jeanette's testimony would impact lives. A ware getuienis. Redlever. Then we've got one coming in from Mary Cummings. It says, good afternoon, CCFM. What a testimony to Almighty God. Be all the glory. I've lost my husband during COVID. I overcame by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, my sister. So, baie dankie, Sister Jeanette, that you came out and for sharing your testimony with us. May your testimony continue to change lives as you trust God for complete healing. Baie dankie.
Amen.
It is 5:45. Let's take a quick break. Good afternoon and welcome to Harvest Table. Joyous celebration featuring JC Lottering. Kom ons verheerlik sy naam. It is 3 minutes before 6 o'clock. It's come time for me to love and leave you on this beautiful Saturday evening. I'm able to look out onto Musenberg Beach, and boy, oh boy, still lots and lots of cars at the beach, and people continue to come through. And I hope that wherever you find yourself at the moment, that you are blessed, and that you are good, and that you're enjoying this beautiful day that the Lord has blessed us with. It's time for me to say my goodbyes. Thank you for coming and spending some time with me on the first Harvest Table episode for the month of August. Do not forget to tune in again come next Saturday between 4 and 6 for yet another intentional and thought-provoking program entitled Harvest Table. I am your host, or I've been your host, Odile Swartz, for the last 2 hours, and it's been absolutely great. I love being with you when I get the opportunity to do so. So thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your beautiful messages that have come through. I see them and I acknowledge them. Joanne, I see your message saying, what a wonderful testimony, all praise and honor to our God. And then I've got one coming in from 69931 asking for Sister Jeanette's contact information. I will try to get it to you and pass it on. But it's time for me to love and leave you. Have a blessed evening further, and stay tuned for Just Jazz coming your way at 7 p.m. I end off with Chanel Joseph and Stand Fuss. Bless you. Bye-bye now.